You're listening to 360 Documentaries on RN. I'm Kirsty Melville. And now a slightly surreal idea packaged up into a delightful story. Star for Sale by Patrick Holland reminds us that not everything can be bought and sold.
I followed the crowd down Fenberg Road onto Boys Street, where men in suits and shining shoes were selling stars. At first I didn't know that was what they were doing. One suited man stood on a soapbox, the others sat behind a row of telescopes and their index fingers directed eyes about the firmament. Then I realised the man on the soapbox was conducting an auction. I thought they were an astronomy club. But people were writing checks, and a great celestial map clipped to an escritoire had pins and pen marks all over it. I saw the weakest star of the cross go for 100,000. Someone whispered to the effect that he had bought the four major ones and was not greatly attached to this last, only he needed it to complete the piece. "What would the cross be without it?" said the auctioneer. The man intended the famed constellation for a light feature in his garden. I felt a little sad for the ghosts of Cook and Magellan, lost upon dark waters below a bewildering sky. In the background, a ruckus was being subdued by the agency. Two men and an agent were fighting. It seemed the first star Dante saw when he emerged from the Inferno had been sold in a previous lot, and there was a dispute over its authenticity. The agent was trying to reassure the man that though Florence was indeed in the Northern Hemisphere, Dante had walked down through the Earth and emerged on the other side. The man's companion was showing the agent Canto 34 and the line where Dante mysteriously turns back in space and for a while believes he is going deeper into the pit. So the night proceeded and all the stars were sold, one by one. The final lot was a small fleck of a star, barely visible and only now toward 3 o'clock in winter. By this time there was little money or interest left. The auctioneer began the lot sheepishly at $1,000. I put up my hand amidst the scattering, disinterested crowd and said, 10. The auctioneer laughed. He looked around the dispersing crowd and laughed again. But his confidence was gone. "It's a star, you realise." "I know," I said, stepping closer to the soapbox. "It's worth much more, but 10 is all I have." The auctioneer scowled. "I'd buy it myself if I had anywhere to put it." Reluctantly, he restarted the auction. He called, $10. $10. $10. And brought the hammer down in disgust. "I expect you can arrange finance." I handed him the $10 note. "Now, where do you want it delivered?" "I don't. Leave it where it is." "But it's your star. You've bought it." He held up a contract to my face as proof. "I know. Only leave it where it is. I like it there." I signed the contract and the auctioneer shook his head. An energetic few had already set about taking down their new possessions. The cross was gone to the rich man's garden. The man who bought Dante's star had it on the pavement, looking at it suspiciously where it burned as hot as a con. He was threatening to default on the deposit. I always liked the smaller stars anyway. The ones that show the reality of the dark as well as the possibility of light. Perhaps tomorrow I'll stay up late again and see my star rise alone in the east.
Star for Sale by Patrick Holland was read by Toby Schmitz and produced by Gretchen Miller, with technical production by Russell Stapleton. It was one of the contributions to the City Nights project, where we asked you to tell us your tales of what goes on in the urban darkness. And you'll find a link to more of the City Nights stories on the 360 Documentaries website. Just click on Star for Sale. Next week on the show, The Left to Die Boat, an epic saga of life and death on the Mediterranean. Producer Sharon Davis investigates how the combined military power of NATO failed to prevent more than 60 people dying on board a small boat as it drifted for 15 days through the most heavily monitored ocean on Earth. And that's it for today. You can talk to us on Facebook or on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is at RN360. Or, of course, you can always leave a comment or download our programs on our website. Anything you want us to check out, talk about, think about, let us know. I'm Kirsty Melville. This has been 360 Documentaries on RN. Do listen in at the same time next week. See you then. We'll be right back.